This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Several people were wounded Wednesday in a bomb attack at a World War I commemoration ceremony attended by European diplomats in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, France's foreign ministry said. The IED attack happened at a non-Muslim cemetery. The ministry said, quote, France strongly condemns this cowardly, unjustifiable attack. Lebanon and Israel, still technically at war, kicked off a third round of maritime border talks Wednesday under U.S. and U.N. auspices to allow for offshore hydrocarbon exploration. The delegations met under tight security at a base of the U.N. peacekeeping force, UNIFIL, in the Lebanese border town of Nakura, the national news agency said. After years of quiet U.S. shuttle diplomacy, Lebanon and Israel in early October said they had agreed to begin the negotiations in what Washington hailed as a, quote, historic agreement. The first two rounds of talks were held in October. The negotiations are meant to focus on a 330-square-mile disputed sea area, according to a map registered with the United Nations in 2011. Palestinians Wednesday mourned their veteran negotiator, Saeb Erekat, who died at the age of 65 of coronavirus complications. Amid cautious hope, the stalled peace process with Israel may be revived under Joe Biden's presidency. Erekat, who died Tuesday at Jerusalem's Hadassah Ein Karim Hospital, earned praise from leaders around the world for his enduring belief that negotiations could end the Middle East conflict. This is VOA News.